This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. I Never Saw Another Butterfly is a collection of works of art and poetry by Jewish children who lived in the concentration camp Theresienstadt. This book is named after a poem by Pavel Friedman, a young man born in 1921 who was incarcerated and later killed at Auschwitz. Where known, the fate of each young author is listed. Most died prior to the camp being liberated. Here is the San Francisco Girls Chorus, under the direction of Dr. Sharon Paul, in Charles Davidson's I Never Saw Another Butterfly.
Sing is all of beauty. It's in your eyes now.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. And wasn't that a beautiful performance of I Never Saw Another Butterfly? This poem set was set to music in 1967 by cantor Charles Davidson. We have just heard this beautiful song set performed by the San Francisco Girls Chorus under the direction of Dr. Sharon Paul. Anna Thorvaldsdóttir is a contemporary Icelandic composer, and she is also the 2012 winner of the Nordic Council Music Prize. The work we are about to hear, Aeriality, is for a large instrumental force and consists of vast sound textures combined and contrasted with various forms of lyrical material. The name refers to the state of gliding through the air with nothing or little to hold on to, as if flying, and the music both portrays the feeling of absolute freedom gained from the lack of attachment and the feeling of unease generated by the same circumstances. Here is the Iceland Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Ian Volkov and Anna Thorvaldsdóttir's Aeriality. Aeriality is a symphonic work by Icelandic composer Anna Thorvaldsdottir. It can be said to be on the border of symphonic music and sound art. We have heard the Iceland Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Ian Volkov in this recording. The Eroica Trio consists of violinist Adela Peña, cellist Sarah Sanambrosio, and pianist Erica Nickrens. Here they are performing a selection of tango music by Argentina composer Astor Piazzolla.
Thank you.
Tonight's Intermountain Classics program has been a tribute to music written by and performed by women musicians. We have heard selections by Hildegard von Bingen, Amy Beach, Jennifer Higdon, and Anna Thorvaldsdottir, as well as performances by the Eroica Trio and the San Francisco Girls Chorus. A fitting end to our program tonight is a short song based on a poem by Ogden Nash called The Wendigo. Who or what is the Wendigo? Ogden Nash describes it best. The Wendigo, its eyes are ice and indigo. Its blood is rank and yellowish. Its voice is hoarse and bellowish. Its tentacles are slithery and scummy, slimy, leathery. Its lips are hungry, blubbery, and smacky, sucky, rubbery. The Wendigo, I saw it just a friend ago. Last night it lurked in Canada, tonight on your veranda. As you are lolling hammock-wise, it contemplates you stomach-wise. You loll, it contemplates, it lollops. The rest is merely gulps and gollops. The Wendigo was sung here, most enthusiastically, I think you'll agree, by the San Francisco Girls Chorus. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. for another program of fine classical music, right here on Intermountain Classics and KKRN. And remember, you can like Intermountain Classics on Facebook. Good evening and good music.